This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, sure enough, we're all together. Good Day Gang, the DJB gang, together to overview, as we do every weekend at this time. As we come to the end of the week, time for us to look at the charts from Talkers Magazine. This time is for the week of December 12th to the 16th. The top stories, the top topics that have sort of ruled the airwaves in conversation anyway in the news talk radio world and the people who have dominated the conversation. So we'll start at number 10. I'll go through all of them and then we'll go around the room. Rich McFadden is here along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, all the people associated with my various programs as we give you our input, our thoughts, our feelings about the issues of the week, how they have either been important or not important to us as a reflection. And then Michael Harrison joins us from Talkers Magazine to help us also understand the nuance of these stories from their research points of view. So at number 10 this week, pretty much as it is standard, what's on the discussion, not necessarily just what's on sports talk radio, but what we are talking about, because there are lots of people who do straightforward, issue-oriented conversation programs, talk about sports, issues relating to the NFL. I thought it was interesting. I just said, I don't even know who Bartolo Colon is. I don't know who Bartolo Colon is.
Mr. Colon?
I don't. Yes, I would guess that his name is probably Colon, but I mean, maybe. Maybe it's Mr. Colon.
He's a Dominican.
Mr. Colon, please. Yes, Colon.
Well, that's how I... How, can you imagine if his first name was Colon? Colon, like Colin Powell instead there. Colon.
Well, then he'd have to be a real estate agent, because people with two first names typically have to go into real estate. It's a rule.
Oh, that's funny.
Right. Yeah.
Dave Davidson, selling properties. Yeah. You know, come on.
Mike Michelson.
Yeah, they're real estate agent names.
Right. Rich Richardson.
Right.
Uh-huh. I like that. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Jen Jennison.
I've known lots of people like that.
All right.
So what's Mr. Colon guy up to?
I feel like I've laid a really good egg with this one. I hope it's hard-boiled.
Looks like he was
Colon
plays for the Braves. He's a pitcher for the Braves. He may have played for the Mets before. But he's one of these people that is sort of leading the way to getting themselves prepared for the next season. The season was over, what, about a month ago, a month and a half ago? When was the baseball season over?
October.
The end of October, yeah, okay. So he's taken a month off. He went back to Dominica, and he's decided he's going to spend the rest of the winter getting ready for 2017. He has, I guess he has a small ballpark of his own. He says, I'm going to get myself into shape, staying in shape. Isn't that the problem with all sports? Because they last... Baseball is 8 months, and then you get off of it for a while, and you got to go back in the gym.
Newsflash, this dude weighs 285 pounds.
Well, what kind of shape is he going to get into? He's in the shape of a potato already.
Right. He's going to have to work hard to get down to get in shape where I am. And then he's got a long way to go.
Is he any
he's
good?
He's taking it seriously. I mean, come on.
Well, that's it. That's the point. Yeah,
there's some beefy baseball players out there.
There are a lot of beefy baseball players, yeah.
I don't know how much steroid actin actually, well, at least it used to be the case.
There ain't no steroids in this guy. He's a big dude.
It's
and when I say
he's
big,
just a big dude.
Yeah, I don't mean he's heavy.
Big guy. All right, so anyway, sports talk at 10. Number 9, the new Star Wars film and what it all means. I find it disrespectful, much as anything else, although I don't know whether this is John Williams' choice or not. But the first thing that stands out, and it really stands out, if you watch the trailer for this new Star Wars film, Rogue Nation, the music is completely different than what you're used to listening to in a Star Wars flick, because John Williams didn't do it. Mm-hmm. So why they didn't, I guess, you know, he's 80-something years old. And
does that mean that you're never going to hear the Star Wars theme in the movie, too?
I don't think you do.
In this movie, apparently you do not hear the Star Wars.
From what I've heard, this theme, there are parts of it where it kind of it has that Star Wars feel, but it's different.
Isn't that kind of like watching a Bond movie without the Bond theme ever popping in?
Would be. Yeah. Right, or Mission Impossible, without the Mission Impossible theme, any of these, the movies that have sequential
Disney
focus.
Disney buys the brand, and Disney's going to make the brand theirs. And they always do a good job. I mean, the film is supposed to be great. It's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, I've heard good things
about
it.
Well, there's certainly plenty of promotion around it.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I mean,
lots of promotion.
They say nothing is familiar because you don't have the same characters, you don't have the same music.
Right.
But they say it's really good.
And trust me, Star Wars fans are so deep into the franchise that if it were a stinker, you would have heard about it by now. Like, if it were absolutely terrible, you would have heard
But then Chuck's there, like, get an 85% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
With the first reviews.
Yeah.
And the girl who's the star of it is also the star of the Netflix series The Crown. She plays Queen Elizabeth, so she's having a huge year, too.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of a flip is that?
It's amazing, right?
That'd be the way I get Meredith to go see it, because she loves that series. And the way, actually, she does quite a good job. I didn't know that, Victoria. You've told me something that I didn't know, so that's good.
What's wrong with Meredith?
The Crown has been very successful.
How is your girlfriend not like Star Wars?
She just never had any contact with it. She went to see the one that was out last year, and she said it's just like another action movie. That's all. I wasn't very excited about
What's wrong with that? Well, Meredith, what's wrong with you?
It's almost un-American.
It is. Have you checked her credentials? I want to see her status.
I just recently saw all the Star Wars movies, so up until, you know, like less than a year ago, I had never seen them. So
we had the TV on, it was a TBS or TNT last week. They played them all, like, five times in a row. And we had it on the TV, and just we'd sit down and watch for half an hour and then move along. And then come. So we saw parts of all of the movies last week, the whole family.
Did everyone like them?
Yes, everyone likes them in our house.
It's hard to watch some of the older movies. I find myself getting impatient because maybe you know what's going to happen, and that sort of takes... The other thing, I don't mind watching old cowboys. I don't the old cowboy movies I don't mind watching as long as they're not... It's not cowboys and Indians. I don't like the Indian stuff that went on in some of the old cowboys.
But, you know, it's funny.
See, what are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing at you.
Well, it's funny because my son was laughing at the visual effects in the Star Wars and how hokey they were in the first, you know, in the first one, especially in New Hope.
Yeah.
And then when Doug says I like watching the end, then I'm like, you know, that's why I get a little watching the first ones, because it's just a little bit hokey. But then when you think about
it for what it is,
you do. But then you think about watching the old westerns when nothing actually came out of the gun when they shot, so they would have to kind of like take their arm and throw the gun forward about a half foot like they're shooting.
That is fun. Okay, coming up, Uber is in the countdown. We'll talk about that in a matter of moments as we continue with all of our input. I'm Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden at 14 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas, like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to give the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone, just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings, only $21.99 each. And help them save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Burger King presents...
Breakfast stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, 17 after the hour, the overview of the talkers' charts for this past week. We had a discussion about some of the things going on in the world of sports at number 10. The Star Wars film was number 9. Number 8, the self-driving cars. Uber, you may remember, started with these self-driving cars in Pittsburgh and didn't get too much starch about them. So this week they started using them in San Francisco. Another point of view, but they basically have said to the state of California and the city of San Francisco, up yours, if you haven't heard the story, basically the city wants to require permits in the Uber cars that are self-driving, and Uber says, why should we do that? They have drivers in them, they just aren't driving the car, so why do we need a permit?
Why do you need a driver then?
You heard what happened, right? I mean, another thing that made news this week is that one of those beautiful cars ran a red light. The idea of having the driverless car, right, is to take out the possibility of human error. Well, not so much, apparently. Yeah.
Mm. Well, but there's a driver in it.
Fuchsia at the time, the computer said, was quoted as saying.
Yeah.
Sort of a dark,
well, there's
dark
no such
yellow.
Thing as perfection. Nobody really got hurt, though, in that, I don't think. Did they,
No,
Jennifer?
But, I mean, if you have a bunch of cars driving around without drivers, running red lights, if this is a possibility, when there's still people driving on the roads, oh, boy. Hmm. Come on. Gotta get it right.
Technology is working too fast, too quickly. We're letting it get ahead of us, getting ahead of itself, in fact.
It's not according to the Russians. They like it just where it is.
Yeah.
They're not complaining. Yeah,
thanks, Edward Snowden. So, anyway, the whole idea, if you don't understand the concept of what they're doing with these self-driving cars, I finally just actually got it today. I was looking at the description, the technology that's being used to, so, that didn't work in this circumstance, but it's supposed to almost put a guard all shield around the car in terms of technology, like an airplane has a radar mechanism on it that keeps putting out pings so that you know what's around you for 5 miles, whether it's up, down, sideways, in any direction. This radar will tell you when there's a plane within 5 miles of you, which was what was put into place to keep the planes from having mid-air collisions. And you don't hear any more about mid-air collisions. So if they perfect it for the Uber or whoever has, whatever self-driving cars there are, the Google car, the Amazon car, the General Motors car, all these self-driving cars, once they perfect the technology, you'd think it would be safer anyway. You got to wonder what the insurance companies are thinking about all of this stuff and if it'll even be possible to get insurance. Anybody know about that? How does Uber or how are any of these people getting insurance for these cars? Are they self-insuring them? Maybe that's the
way
around.
There must be a special policy that they're writing.
Yeah, or
Tesla's
they require
too,
them
probably.
To self-insure.
Or the drivers just have their own policy.
Yeah, right. All right, anyway, so that's the Uber story. We go to number 7 up next here on our Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the Stephan Gang, 21 after the hour.
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Three half the hour now as our review continues with. I like that. You like the reference to the Stephen Gang? Gangs?
Sure.
What do you think? Yes or no?
Seems violent.
Jennifer?
You know,
yeah, you might have Homeland Security knocking on your door soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, like so MS-13, the Stephen Gang.
The Stephen Group. Yeah. Although that sounds like a real estate company, doesn't it? The Stephen Group.
Yeah,
right.
It does.
Anyway, these people that are with us, Jennifer and Victoria Ritchie, participants in various programs, like the DJV program, the Good Day program. We're here each week at this time to go through the top 10 stories from the charts of Talkers Magazine. We've gone from sports to the Star Wars film to the Uber car incident this week. Number 7 is a focus on abortion legislation. Usually when I see something like this, I turn my head because I find it most of the stuff that is that is out about these things, the states and the collaborations and that sort of thing, what's been, I find this, I don't even actually know how to describe how I find it. It's an individual thing. It's become politicized. Men making decisions about women's bodies bothers me. There's a whole cadre of things in this. So Ohio this week?
Yeah, Ohio.
That wants to. Do we want to talk about this, or is it not worth spending much time on?
I think we can just politely say what it is, what they did, what they passed.
Garbage legislation. All right. What did Jennifer? Your thoughts on this?
Not many. I mean, I'm kind of with you on it.
I have no idea what you people are talking about.
Well, there's a law that was passed this week. Well, actually, it came, I think it was more than a week ago,
right?
Where it's sort of a challenge in a sense. Made it through the Ohio legislature, but I don't think, did Kasich sign it?
That's okay, what so I here's the here's here. How it lays out. So basically, the reason I call it garbage legislation is because it had the possibility to be more. And I know, Doug, you're probably calling it garbage legislation for different reasons, but John Kasich was presented with the heartbeat bill.
Yeah, the heartbeat.
Which basically said once the baby has a heartbeat, then you can no longer have an abortion. And so John Kasich was getting pressured to sign that bill, and he softened his stance before he did it, and he sort of, you know, he kind of ran away from it and instead signed a bill banning abortions after 20 weeks instead of the heartbeat bill. So he's taken a lot of criticism from both sides because he hasn't really made anybody happy by doing this. Hmm. Does that make sense?
I understand it now. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. But it is, I mean, in this day and age, these conversations seem trite to me, frankly. Under the circumstances, I don't see how it is that we are progressing and I believe that's what life is about, is progressing. And I don't see us progressing with this kind of stuff that continues to come in and sort of fly in the face of the reality of what most women want.
I don't know what that means necessarily. I mean, here's the thing. If you look at 20 weeks, that's basically, I mean, what, 5 months? So you can have an abortion in Ohio up to 5 months. I mean, mm-hmm. really, this is much ado about nothing. You're not going to get an abortion most places much later than that. So that's why I think it's kind of silly that it became such a big deal, because truthfully,
well,
this is sort of
media.
On par with what the rules are everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that more of the news media making something out of it, trying
no,
to get something
out of it?
No,
it's actually, I think, the opposition and I think it's the proponents and the opponents of abortion that are making a big deal about this one. I mean, really, to me, it seems much ado about nothing because, again, it's very consistent with what's going on around the country. But, I mean, I was quite kind of questioning your stance on it because, I mean, really, 20 weeks, I mean, do you
no.
really
my
think
stance
that we
is,
need to be doing
I don't like abortion,
more than that?
But it's not my business. I don't like abortion because I think that there are too many questions that come up about I'd rather see the woman get involved with having an adoption. But that's me, and it's not my body. But that's just my preference under the circumstances. 28 minutes past the hour.
Switching to the CVS pharmacy at Target can make life a little easier. We'll fill your prescriptions while you shop, then text you when they're ready. Using the CVS pharmacy app, you can pick up prescriptions fast. Just scan, grab, and go. Plus, you can order refills with just a tap. Moving your prescriptions to the CVS pharmacy at Target only takes a few minutes, so go ahead, switch to easy. Visit a CVS pharmacist at Target today.
If you're looking for something different to give your family and your friends during the holiday season this year, I got a couple of great gift ideas. Or to be more specific, these ideas to make sure that those you love stay in good health all season long come as a suggestion from Jay Curtis.
Why not give the gift of health this holiday season with Things that can track the wellness of those you love? WearThings, the industry leader in connected health, offers products to be used at home and on the go. Mike Scott of WearThings has more.
For the person in your life who wants to take a holistic view of their health and fitness goals, the Body Cardio Wireless Scale is for them. It tracks weight trends and full body composition and can actually track heart health via pulse wave velocity, a metric widely recognized as the best standalone indicator for overall health.
All data that Body Cardio collects will instantly sync up with the WearThings HealthMate smartphone app and can be seamlessly shared with the health app on your Apple iPhone.
The Activité Steel inspires you to move more. The stylish activity tracker automatically tracks walk, run, swim, and sleep, and goes for up to 8 months with no charging. And it's water-resistant, so you never need to take it off.
For more, go to withings.com. Now you're in the know from Withings.
I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, overviewing for this hour the talkers list of the important stories. And we'll...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you.
We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV off.
Now 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're going through the stories, the top 10 stories, and I have not done you a service that is appropriate here. I have not gone through the list, and I normally do that a couple of times during this hour, just so you have a sort of perspective on things. I went right into talking about number 10 and then didn't go to number 9, and I'm just picking them apart bit by bit. So here we go. Number 10, right. NFL action.
Yes.
Number 9, the Star Wars film. Number 8, the situation with the Uber self-driving cars. Number 7, the abortion legislation in Ohio. Number 6, our relationships with China and their military buildup. Number 5, the Middle East situation, the Syrian civil war, Aleppo, all of that. Number 4, the interest rates going up. And the good news for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Number 3, Trump meeting with various people to decide various positions, et cetera, et cetera. Number two, the hacking allegations against the Russians. And number one, the cabinet nominees, the names themselves as they come forward. We were talking about number seven. Number six is the China thing. I think that's so much BS. I don't even want to talk about it. Number five is very hard to talk about because of the realities of the personalities involved. This is going to be a difficult thing for Trump to straddle, it seems to me. It's very clear to most that Trump and Putin either will have a relationship or they have a relationship, whether that has to do with the hacking or it doesn't. But here we have the Syrians, who are the most bloodthirsty Kurds at the moment on the planet, killing their own by the thousands, kids, children, you know, anybody that gets in the way, right. Just anybody, just shoot them, kill them, just like monsters that, you know, I mean, that's what Assad is a monster. And we were well along the road to get rid of him before Daesh came in, and they became the number one target instead of going after Assad. And then because of Putin wanting to be close to the oil that comes out of Syria, who knows, you know, he just wants to, whatever the Americans do, he wants to do the opposite. And so he goes in and helps the Syrians get rid of Daesh, but that protects what the Syrians are doing to their own people. Now it's becoming very obvious what's going on there. The world community is an outrage, and who's doing anything about it? Nobody's doing anything about it. The guy, why we haven't sent in a SEAL team to just kill this guy is beyond me, because it would
that's
be fairly
question.
Easy to do. Why
well,
haven't we
because
just wiped them
what
out?
Happens?
Why?
I mean, that's the slippery slope here, though. Look at what's happened
the
when
vacuum?
We've gone in and removed people in power. I mean, you were against Iraq. You know, I mean, Doug, that was one of your big things. So we thought that Saddam Hussein was bad. We went in and we tried to get him. And
well, we didn't do it the right way.
We
should just bumped him off like we did Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, but when we got him, look at the vacuum it left. And
it's created a vacuum, and that's where Al Qaeda and Daesh come from. You're right.
Right. Is the vacuum better than Assad, or is Assad better than the vacuum?
Well, that's in the world that we live in. Go ahead, Jen.
Oh, no, that's what, I mean, President Obama said, oh, remember a couple of years ago, he said, we're going to draw the red line in the sand,
right.
And we're going to say, here it is. This is, if you start doing genocide on your own people, then we're going to intervene. And then he backed away. And clearly, this guy was gassing his own people, doing now all sorts of things to his own people. But we know, I mean, you can't tell me that Obama's just wanting to let this go on. No, he's letting it go on because we know that what comes next could be far worse. And it's like you feel like in some way, this guy, you can control him or deal with him. I mean, it's just these situations are so out of control. And either we have to get serious about enforcing democracy, or we have to back away and sort of let it happen. And sadly, then people die.
In a manner of speaking, I'm an isolationist. At least I have been accused of that when it came to Iraq and Afghanistan. Well, going into Afghanistan was the right move early on when we were actually focused on getting rid of bin Laden, who was responsible for September 11th. But then other things, the shiny penny, as Richie refers to it, got into George Bush's mind that we need to go do something that my father didn't get done in Iraq, had nothing to do with anything except creating more mayhem. Good news for the military-industrial complex, not good news for the thousands of Americans who've been killed for no good reason, and not good news for the taxpayer who's been footing the $3 trillion that it's cost to go into Iraq so far. So do you do, is the situation now so out of control that we can't leave them? We can't be isolationists anymore? If we don't get involved, then people say, okay, well, what do we do about all of these refugees? We can't stop the flow of them over the border into Turkey and then into Greece and then into Europe and then into America, and on it goes. There's people who say, none of them are going to South America. None of them are going to Australia. None of them are going to Russia. So they're keeping them out. Why can't we keep them out?
I think the interesting thing here is you brought up the Bush going into Iraq. I think what they tried to do is create this shining democracy in the middle of that whole area.
Sure.
That would then grow. And
a success story.
And a success story that would then grow.
Yeah,
I don't think these people want democracies.
They don't fight for it.
The experiment in that they tried to go in and start in one country, hoping it would grow, and it did grow because we saw, what was it, the Twitter thing, what they called it, where everybody in Iran and all over the area were trying to, get democracy, and then it just, nobody fought for it. Nobody cared.
Well, they don't know. They have no infrastructure educationally in most of these places. Iran's
but
the
they all have Twitter and DirecTV. They know. They're well-informed.
I don't know.
I kind of agree with Doug. Sure. I don't know that they've had enough of an example to sign on to it and
that's
to
true.
Say, yeah, this is something that
I'm
really
the other side of it is, why is it up to us to determine their future? Self-determination, if that's what it is. We went down that road when
because
we formed
it's a
our own country.
Economy now.
Yeah, well, yeah. So everything has changed. So now we ought to have one world government then.
No
right?
way.
No.
No.
Why
are you kidding?
Why? Pass.
No. What's the
pass?
I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What we're doing now is basically a one world government.
No,
we're
it's
trying
not.
To
it's,
do
it's a
get
coalition
into the
of governments
faces
that are trying
what?
To.
And failing.
That are trying to settle down the crazy people and the crazy governments. Uh-huh. And you're right.
Where do the
it's
crazy
failing.
People come from?
It's failing.
Why do we have crazy people doing this stuff?
Because
go back.
The beauty
yeah, Rich,
of this
why?
Planet is that everybody is different.
I've
told you this 100 times, Doug. If everything were perfect and we all lived in Shangri-La, we wouldn't appreciate any of it.
Right.
So we have
that's
to
true.
Have crazy people. We have to have mayhem so that we appreciate the
it hits our
that
reset
we live
button.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if everyone's so concerned about the Syrian refugee problem, which is a huge problem, then why isn't everyone just banding together and saying, all right, we're just going to fix Syria and send them all back to
because
Syria?
Because now Russia backs the Syrian government
correct.
And becomes a big world, it becomes World War III.
And we were very soft, and we have been very soft on Russia, and because of our own apologetic run over the last few years of not wanting to be the big bad Americans, we've lost a lot of our standing in the world community. And, you know, I hate to point it out, but Russia really garnishes more power than anybody else right now. I mean, I would even venture to say that China has more power than the U.S. right now. And that's because, I mean, of a lot of factors. I mean, I would say specifically we have to start with our leadership, but we don't have a lot of leveraging points now. And now that Russia's involved with Syria, what do? You want to start you can't start a war with Russia. I mean, that's
back,
not going to work out so well.
Go back to the debates between Mitt Romney and Barack
involved.
Obama. And remember when Obama laughed at Romney?
At Mitt Romney, yeah.
For him saying, we've got to handle Russia. And Obama's like, what do you think, that was 1982?
He laughed at him.
It just shows the naivete. I'm looking at a picture of Barack Obama and Putin together looking at each other. And the looks on their faces and in their eyes as they look at each other. Man, do these guys not like each other?
Yeah. Obama said on NPR the other day that when he talked directly, face-to-face, privately with Putin, and their translators, obviously, he said there will be repercussions. We will fight back on this hacking deal.
Yeah.
And you will not. So, you know, he's learned himself, listen, these guys are bad guys, but, you know, he was wrong.
Yeah. Well, listen, as he has said himself, not that I'm an apologist for him, because as sure as heck I'm not, he said, I made a lot of mistakes. And, yep, they all do. We all make mistakes.
They all do.
Human
this is, I mean,
the
no, truly,
absolutely.
This is the thing, and you guys know, of the four of us, I'm like the Trump supporter girl. I want to see him do really well. The one thing that really concerns me is that he has, I think he's underestimating Vladimir Putin in Russia. I think that he thinks that he can somehow be friends with Vladimir Putin,
right.
that he can negotiate, and they both want to fight ISIS, and you know what? That's great. I think that the U.S. and Russia can gain, you know, can join together and fight ISIS, and I think that's great. But in the meantime, you have to be careful that they're not going to stab us in the back while we're partnering with them to go after extreme Islam, because that's exactly what he's going to do.
Well, it scares
when we
me even more is this information warfare thing. You know,
of course.
Do I think that
future.
The Russians hacked and affected the outcome of the election? No. Do I think they hacked and created some information? Yeah, but you're pretty stupid if the information that they released changed your vote.
Yeah.
But that said, it scares me. That's information warfare is much more powerful than any bomb.
Of course it is. It's all technology. That's the war of the future. We don't need. That's the thing. The other side of the buildup of troops and ships and all that stuff. That's just a way to pay off.
We don't need troops.
The military industrial.
We
don't need any
anymore.
Of that stuff.
Right. We need hackers.
Know.
We need hackers.
Yeah.
All right. 44 past the hour. Number one, and a reflection on what Americans think ought to be the case when it comes to how to decide who the president is up next here on The Countdown.
Haiti and the Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting sandalsfoundation.org.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. Tired of serving traditional punch or eggnog for holiday celebrations? Here's a recipe that will spice up your party this season.
Here in the South, everything's hotter.
The summers, the winters, the food, even our hot chocolate. So give your next batch a little caliente boost.
Warm milk with some brown sugar, cinnamon, and cayenne pepper. Stir in semi-sweet chips until melted and finish with a splash of vanilla extract. It has just the right amount of kick to get the party started.
We do most of our holiday entertaining shopping at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back. Even better, we can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to give the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone, just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings, only $21.99 each. And help them save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square, though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
It's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
All right, 48 after the hour, a couple of more moments here. The focus on the Trump transition, that's number one, and the way the new government is shaping up. There was a poll released this week, which I found most, maybe because I agree with it. The things that affect us the most are the things that we agree with. More Americans believe the popular vote ought to decide the presidency. The people who like Trump at the moment don't like that. The people who liked Trump before liked the idea, but they don't like it now because he is behind, I think, in the final count is like 2.5 million votes.
Right.
More for Mrs. Clinton, who, in my mind, that makes her the legitimate winner.
Happened to Hillary. She lost in the, she won the popular vote over Obama in the primaries when she was running against
him. I used to think the electoral vote was no good, but then it kind of showed me how it's supposed to work.
It is.
And
it evens out the big cities with middle America.
Right.
Sorry,
I don't agree with that.
If it's one vote, one person.
The big cities and the New York and L.A. elites run the country.
That's exactly right.
No, not if every single person voted.
Your vote counts. No.
It's not good. Geography matters.
No sale. You're wrong. I'm right. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold?
How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Star Wars movie music, but this is not the music from Rogue One.
No.
No. So why are we playing this?
They do use overtone to that theme, though.
They do?
And they do use it in the end credits, very much so.
Well, it's going to be unrecognizable. People who are Star Wars fans like me, I don't want to see a movie that's a Star Wars movie without the Star Wars theme in it. It just doesn't feel right. But we'll find out from you what you felt like. You went to see the movie. Let's get Chucker's overview. And we'll get also a list of the other favorites that will be out. Well, we'll see if there'll be favorites. We have all of the movies that are coming out this weekend in review. But mostly, I guess our focus will be on Rogue One, which will be the big winner, I'm sure. Don't take any heavy lifting to figure that out when the weekend comes to an end. Stand by for Chuck Curry here with us.
Not available in all states.
Hey, you two. What brings you to the mall?
We're just here checking on our robot.
Your robot?
Yeah, our recent Irby's Pro-Yo robot. Diane and I became franchisees last month.
And couldn't be happier. It serves premier frozen yogurt creations to customers in 60 seconds. And the yogurt is delicious.
Yep, our customers absolutely love it. That's it over there.
Whoa, that's incredible. People really do love your Fro-Yo robot. So, you own this?
Sure do. Reese and Irby's Froyo robots are available across the country, and it's super easy. Reese and Irby's provided us with everything we needed. They even help you secure amazing locations. Movie theaters, grocery stores, college campuses, theme parks. They make any location a sensation.
And everyone loves frozen yogurt. That's incredible. How do I get a Froyo robot of my own?
You just go to froyorobots.com and enter promo code 9898. But hurry, because locations and robots are going fast.
Froyo...
Yeah, froyorobots.com. Promo code 9898.
All right, 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with his review of Rogue One. You saw it last night, so edge of your seat stuff. What did you think?
Well, I would say this, for people who went to see The Force Awakens last Christmas, most people really dug it. I did also. This is a much darker, this is a much darker tone in terms of storyline. Doesn't really feel like, I mean, it's Disney produced, but they don't shy away from main characters biting the dust in this one. Overall, this is a direct prequel to the original Star Wars film, New Hope. Felicity Jones, I thought, was a very solid lead. I liked her a lot. The effects are very impressive. Stuff they do, Doug, with effects nowadays is incredible, and I think some of the stuff is groundbreaking. Remember Peter Cushing character from the original film? He passed away in 1994. Yep. He played Commander Tarkin, a villain who had more power than Darth Vader. They bring his character back in CGI, and it's not just a cameo. It's a fully fleshed out characterization, which is very, very impressive. The main thing a lot of people are going to take away from this film, even though he's not in the film a lot, but when he is in it, it's very impressive, Darth Vader. And he has one sequence toward the end of this film, which is absolutely incredible. Overall, I give it an 8 out of 10. Victoria asked me yesterday off-air if people who are not familiar with the Star Wars universe would enjoy this film. I'm going to say yes, but I think this is more made for fans of the entire franchise, and it plays a lot in tone like The Empire Strikes Back in the original trilogy. So it's not really a big feel-good movie, although it has some laughs. There's a droid character in this movie, which gets a lot of good one-liners, and it's a really fully realized character.
Not like that. That Jabba character that nobody likes.
Oh, terrible. Yeah.
So Chuck,
Jar Jar Binks.
Chuck, this isn't a continuation of The Force Awakens. This is now a prequel to A New Hope?
Exactly.
God, I hate when they run all this stuff out of order.
That makes me feel like I wouldn't be able to follow it because I'm not that familiar and I don't know that I'd get the time jumps that well.
Well, you have about, let's see, 2, 4, 6. You have about 14 hours of past Star Wars movies to watch before you see this one.
Which I watched last week.
I would recommend this. But last night, they already have the totals. They made about $30 million last night. The Force Awakens made $57 million on its Thursday opening. But I think this film's going to have legs, and the word of mouth overall, I think, is going to be good. Having said that, my 11-year-old daughter told me that she liked The Force Awakens much better, but because I think the tone of role is much more adult here in terms of its darker content.
All right. Who's the voice of Darth Vader? Is it still James Earl Jones?
James Earl Jones.
Oh, cool.
It is. And when he comes on screen for the first time, if you're a fan of the franchise in Star Wars, you do get goosebumps. But this scene toward the end with Darth Vader is absolutely incredible.
All right, what else is coming out this weekend that's going to get lost
Collateral
in the dust?
Beauty, the Will Smith, Edward Norton, and Helen Mirren film, which is getting negative reviews, but I think it's going to be critic-proof, to be honest.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a great Christmas feel-good movie. So what a very interesting contrast in what comes out. Rogue One versus Collateral Beauty. Yeah, Rogue One will win, but Collateral Beauty is certainly worth taking in. All right, Chuck, good job. Thank you very much. Chuck Curry here with us at 59.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. there's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.